It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, here we go. Podcast time. The Plan B After Show podcast, if you're nasty. Of course.
Hell.
What?
Let's do it. Let's do it.
As always, the Plan B After Show podcast brought to you by Gilson Cycle. Gilson. 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor, your full-service motorcycle repair shop, getting you taken care of. If you need your motorcycle worked on front to back, side to side, they got you covered, man. Go see them. Your fact and opinion for today. That's how we do it. One awesome fact, one dumb opinion. You do what you want with it. This one's crazy, dude, and you're going to effing love this. I know in you, Hunter. Actually, I don't need to censor myself. You're going to fucking love this, Hunter. All right.
Nice.
So all right. FedEx almost went under back in the 70s in their early years. They only had $5,000 in the bank and needed to pay off $24,000. Now, the only reason FedEx is still around is because the founder took the last five to Vegas, gambled it on blackjack, and won $27,000.
Yes! Dude, that's brilliant. FedEx is still a thing right now, ladies. You heard it.
Yep.
Because he threw... Let it ride!
Let it ride!
FedEx, baby! Woo! Dude, you can see him. He's probably with some of his coworkers like, dude, we're going to do this.
I can't believe we're doing this, man. And, you know, think about it, though. Like, okay, you always joke. This is literally Hunter's thing. It's like, oh, do you know what you need to do? Take that stimulus money, go right to the...
Let it ride.
But... You know, if you're at this point, I'm sure they were all just pulling their hair out. They're at their end. They're almost bankrupt.
You're already at the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah. You're already. What do you got to lose? You know, I mean, it's not like maybe, yeah, you could go to the bank and be like, hey, we need a loan. But what are they? Who's going to give a loan to a failing company? You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So here they are at the end of their rope, not knowing what else to do. Fuck it. Let's go to Vegas. Let it ride. At least we'll have a crazy story to tell our families, you know, down the road if it doesn't work out or if it does work out. And now look at it. FedEx is massive, bro.
Dude, I love it. I love that. Every bit. You know what's the best part about that, too, is they hit $25,000. They up. They hit 25 or 24, whatever they hit. There was one guy that looked over the guy he was betting was like, should we fucking let it ride, man? Should we double up?
Yeah. Should we double up, you know? I mean, technically, they only needed $27,000, right? Or no, $24,000. They only owed $24,000. They had five, so you add that 24. Does the five go into the 24?
So let's say, oh yeah, you walk up with five G's, you throw five G's on black, you re up to 10, you throw 10 G's on black, re ups to 20. So do you then take some of that money and just try to divvy it up and make another $4,000?
Or
do
you? I'm trying to think what blackjack, if you get blackjack, that's what? Double and a half? So if you bet five, don't you get like 17? It's something. However that works, I don't know exactly how it works. But either way, they were in the black. They could have maybe had a little bit of fun with the leftover money. You know, $3,000 on top of it. Who knows?
Let it ride.
Funny, dude.
I mean, dude, this is something that it wouldn't happen. I don't know if he sold his soul to the devil or what to win this. If he's just like Satan, he's not even praying to God anymore. It's like, Satan, just let me win this. Please, I swear you can have my firstborn. You can have my soul. Just let me win this here on blackjack.
Dude, gambling is, dude, if you really look at it, it's a dirty thing.
It is.
It just destroys lives,
See,
man.
What happened with me, the first time I gambled, all right, I turned 21 in Las Vegas. So I was living out in California. My folks came out to see me for my birthday, and we drove to Vegas. So we drove out there, and we went to the Grand Canyon, and then we spent the night in Vegas, okay? And so my folks, it was good. They don't drink or anything like that. I hung out with my brother and sister-in-law at the time, but everyone else went to bed, and I'm like, you know what, guys? I'm going to go. I was down to my last $50. Here I am, 21 years old, my first time in Vegas. My last 50. I'm like, screw it, whatever. I've already lost all my money. Let's just go out with the bang. I was already buzzed up. So I went to a blackjack table, and it was $50 a hand, and that's what I had. So I set my $50 down, and I won. And I was like, all right, so now I'm up to $100. Set that another $50 down, won again. Dude, nice. I did that, I went 50 up to like $250 like that. And I'm like, dude, I'm awesome at this. I love
this is great.
I ended up gambling until like 7 o'clock in the morning, lost everything.
And just it's gone.
But I was hooked.
And it's gone.
I was hooked, bro. I was hooked. So
yeah, it's a dangerous thing, man. I won't let myself gamble a lot of money to potentially win a lot of money because I know if that happens,
yeah.
So when I go, man, I'm like one of those grandma gamblers, dude. Yep. I'm, you know, $5 here, $5 there.
If I can break even, blackjack's my game. That's the best odds in the house. I've started to appreciate roulette. You've kind of got me into roulette a little bit. That's kind of fun, and you can win big without a lot of work on roulette. But I still like blackjack.
I like roulette because you can play for a long ass time.
Exactly.
Not break the bank. Blackjack's so quick, dude.
It is
quick. You can go through $100 and like nothing. No time.
Very quick. So with blackjack, usually what I do is if I start off with $100, whatever I win outside of that $100, I put in my pocket, right? That goes right in my shirt pocket. And I've done all right. There's been some nights where, you know, you leave and you start seeing yourself get down. And you're like, okay, usually I don't mind losing that $100 if I know I got some change in my pocket. You know, you kind of try and break even. But they start watching you when you start doing that. You start putting money in your pocket. They're like, all right, this guy's just trying to take us here. But, you know. It's tough. It's a tough thing, and the house always wins. There's a reason why they have that saying. It's just you can read all the books, you can try and strategize all you want, but the house always wins. Just accept
just
it.
Just keep gambling. You know what? You'll be fine. You'll win a bunch of money.
Screw it.
Your life will be great.
My credit's good. Let it ride.
Let it ride.
Well, there you go. I knew you'd like that fact. That's a fun fact
That's a good one, man.
All right. Well, let's wrap things up here. That has been your fact and opinion. We'll see you next time here on the Plan B After Show podcast with another fact and opinion. Here's a word from your sponsor, Gelson Cycle. Gelson.
You ain't coming.
I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit. All right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you?
Just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.